Alright, this is Randalicious, and welcome to the third edition of the best and worst of the Hexis podcasts. Let's get right into it.
They're not bad. Dungeoneering, in my opinion, was much better, but they had a much bigger team size making it, you know? So, I enjoy them. I've probably done about 140 raids so far.
Anyone with a real opinion knows that the Firemax cape looks like crap. Like, it's the McDonald's cape.
What's your opinion on the Firemax car?
Let me see. That thing looked terrible. Don't get me started on that one. I went back to the last fucking podcast to get the damn link so I could link a picture of what that looked like onto this one just so people could see, and I see a Firemax car instead of a Firemax cape. Cannot begin to tell you how pissed off
can you link
I was.
It at least?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, give me a minute and I'll find your Firemax car.
Hell yeah.
Was not happy about that one. Better believe I was disappointed. Alright, so yeah, here is the picture right here. I just put it in the Twitch chat. I went back to the old podcast to see so I could find the cape so I could post it again in this one, and this is what I fucking saw instead.
But you realize you opened this on the podcast last time and got annoyed at me then.
Yeah.
Double whammy with that meme.
Yeah, you know, the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, yeah. You know what's good. So do I. Corsair K70. Got the same thing. One of the best keyboards there is. Incredible. Love it.
Bad one. It broke.
Did you love it?
No.
How did it break?
Was it your fault?
Completely out of my hands, man.
Oh yeah, what happened then?
Okay, I got launched that keyboard.
Sounds like it was your fault, Stefan. So
under the
space bar out, come a week later. It's funny.
Under the space bar on the K70, there's like a big hole that goes directly down to like, I guess like, is it called a motherboard? Or whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
I spilled a tiny drop of water, man. Barely anything, and it's just gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it completely wasn't your fault.
Yeah. Faulty design.
Yeah, it's not a faulty design. You're a faulty person. Corsair.
Yeah, you can tell
K70.
Us. Was it a full bottle of water?
No, it actually wasn't.
That was.
It was the water, man.
We can all keep your secret.
It's still, why is there a big hole under the space kit? Like, you can pick the space key away now if you want to, over your random, like, just check. Huge hole.
You try and pour some water down it.
I don't see any holes, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's it, Steph.
I have it under my bed, mate. I can take a picture if it comes down to that.
Maybe it's a different version or something. Like, it just has one key thing the same as all the other keys, just in the center of the space bar. Oh, wait, no, actually, I see what you're talking about. It's like in the middle, it's like a long line hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That screwed me over.
Did you have the spacebar keycap off or something?
Nope.
How did you manage to get a drop of water down there then?
It wasn't just a drop, like a speed line.
Just
a
little bit of
okay, so there is nothing wrong with the keyboard. Going back to what I had said, you are a faulty person.
I've spilled water on
yes.
the keyboards, and they
yes.
haven't broken, but this one is just...
Yeah, well, when you get to the finer things in life, even a slight sneeze ruins it.
Moving on.
Yeah, no room.
No room here.
Alright, so I don't know who added in this question, but...
Probably Trickle.
The chocolate ball. Y'all spoiled it.
Yeah, it's, we were talking about this a little bit before.
That's a good
so,
question.
Yeah, you're not the only one to say that, so... Chocolate bar?
These are the
bar.
Best kind of questions.
Alright, what is everyone's favorite chocolate bar, and why?
Mine
why?
Is Marabout Dime.
What is it?
I'll find a picture here. You put it in the freezer,
give us a run
so it's ice cold. Is it the same word in English? Dime?
We have dime bars, but I don't know if they're the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same.
Oh,
it's
dime
like,
bars. Okay.
It's... There we have.
Let's see.
Daft Link.
Ugh.
Yeah, we have those. They're good, I guess.
It says...
What's your favorite, Stephanie?
Oh,
what
my...
God.
Hey, look at the wrapper. It says... You see that? Since 1916.
Stephanie, why is this one your favorite of all of them?
As my friend taught me a long time ago, that if you put it in the freezer, it becomes wonderful.
Okay.
It's the best ice cold.
See, I like these conversations because I like the divide between, like, Britain, the US, Australia, and then just Europe. So, I think, I don't know, do you guys have double-deckers in America?
I have no idea what that is, no.
Double-deckers. Double-deckers are wonderful. So they're like,
Let's
the
see
top
a
off, it's like...
Let's
top
see
off
a picture
like
of a double-decker.
I've got a double-decker. It's basically like the bottom half is like a kind of a crispy thing. It's like a solid chocolate with like crispy bits in it, you know what I mean? And then the top half's nougat.
Sounds...
I'm going to get a picture of it now.
Kind of like a Crunch Bar, maybe?
Oh, it actually looks amazing. Is it an ice cream?
There's probably an ice cream version. There's an ice cream version for everything here. Let's see if I can link in Twitch chat. There we go.
Let's see this. Double-decker, yeah.
They're pretty, like, strong. They're big bars.
What's
wrong
with carrot?
You get a lot of bang for your buck with those.
Yeah, you can't refrigerate those or else it'll break
your
teeth.
Oh, no. You break your teeth on those.
Alright, yeah, that
is... It's kind of like a Snickers, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like a Snickers.
It's a very... There's no peanuts in there. Like, it's a... Not the same. Yeah, they're great.
Alright,
we have, I like, I don't know, Reese's is good. Reese's peanut butter cups. I like the Lindt truffles, those are good. And I really like Butterfingers. Those might be my favorite.
I really do not like Butterfingers. I gave them a chance. Oof.
I had one. My family,
not for me.
My mom and sister went to New York like 6 months ago and they brought home like as much like American candy as they could. So I had like a lot of stuff. I don't understand the obsession with peanut butter. Like, peanut butter's fine, but it's in everything, and I don't get it.
I don't, it's good.
Peanut butter is pretty good. I like the super chunk peanut butter, though.
Oh, yeah, I have chunky peanut butter.
Okay, thank you. Hey, creamy or chunky peanut butter? Everyone go. What's your opinion?
Both. Chunky.
Chunky, yeah.
I don't really care, but I'd rather have chunky.
Like, Stefan, do Swedes have peanut butter?
I first discovered peanut butter like a year ago almost. It was my brother who like bought a can of it, and it was sitting in the drawer. And then he got really mad at me because I didn't know it was his, so I just ate it up all in like 2 days.
Yeah, like I don't think Americans realize
ice cream, everything.
I don't think Americans realize that peanut butter, like even in the UK, like it's a kind of a big thing, I guess. But like you all have it in everything, and I don't get it.
It's really common as well.
Love peanut butter.
Yeah, alright. Going back to a chocolate bar, though. Oh, I guess it's not my turn, but I'm still going. You know, I think I'm more of a fan of, like, a Kit Kat or a Twix. Probably a Kit Kat more so than anything. And you know damn well that I eat that Kit Kat the way you're not supposed to. You know, I don't eat it one by one. I just, the entire fucking thing at once. You know, like, five of those sticks are being eaten into at once. Like here, let me find a picture. All right, keep talking about what you guys.
Who's not going? Casey and Arp.
Snickers.
Oh, decent choice.
Why?
Decent choice. Why?
Peanuts.
Fair enough.
And caramel. It's good.
All right, so I just put a picture in the Twitch chat.
Oh,
that,
no.
That is how I eat my Kit Kats.
No.
Kit Kats are great, dude. I don't really love chocolate bars, though. Like, I'd much rather have, like, Skittles or M&M's or something like that, but that's what I'd like.
Do you have these in the U.S.? Post a link in the Twitch chat.
Let's see.
Like, it's small. It's small paper boxes, pretty much. Like just
that O looks candy. Like it's choking
like
the giraffe.
What are they?
It's just candy, just whatever the fuck. Like it can be anything in them. It's
no
just
idea.
Like small paper
box
boxes.
Describe what's in it is the problem.
Yeah. No, it can be any kind of candy, pretty much. And it's like small paper boxes.
So,
I don't know. I got mad at my brother because he used to, like, just chug the whole box instead of, you know, eating them one by one.
What about you, Orb? I think you haven't gone.
My favorite is probably a boost bar.
Boosts are good.
Yeah, they're not very good for you, though.
Oh, I doubt they are.
It's, let's see. It's over 50% of your GDA of saturated fat.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's very tasty, though.
I can never remember, like, they have something in them, and, like, it's some unique thing to them, and I can't remember what it is. They taste good.
Just fat, isn't it?
Probably. Boost bars, mate.
Yeah, it's nice, but my, sort of your chest seems to hurt after you eat one.
Oh, I gotta get me one of them.
What the hell is in them? I'm gonna try and find out. Boost bars. Oh god. But yeah, I think in general, I like chunky. Chunky, like Snickers, Mars, Double Deckers, chunky chocolate bars are the best ones. Lion bars, they're good.
Oh, when did you get new panels, Randy?
About a week ago. Shout out Haley XXX for the design. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. New panels.
They look pretty good. Really?
Oh, did you remove the next question, Randy?
Remove the Christmas event question.
Somebody in the chat asked me to specifically ask that question for Aubrey, and you removed it.
All right. Go ahead and ask him it yourself.
The question, Aubrey, well, this was mainly for Aubrey, but we can do the same order as the chocolate bars, is what is your favorite smell?
Oh god, I know who asked that.
He asked it many times as well.
Yeah, and he's going to be so upset if nobody answers now, so please go, Steph.
Is it steel hitting granite?
That's
my favorite
smell
is freshly mined granite.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Favorite smell.
That's only one, we can move on.
If you move me, I can Google what it's called.
But you need to Google what your favorite smell is. Is it really your favorite?
It's a different word in English, hold on.
Okay.
A different word in English.
Exit smells. Exit smells my favorite smell as well.
You know, I got a new chair, and my chair came in 2 weeks early, so that was incredible. Chair wasn't supposed to be in until the 27th. It came in on the 13th, and it's a nice leather chair. And I gotta say, I really love the smell of some nice fresh leather. Just,
Where did you order that chair from?
I got it from Amazon.
Where did you deliver from, do you know?
I have no fucking idea. Probably from... I have no idea, honestly.
Just like anything in the UK that took 2 weeks to get to me, like... You have, like...
Nothing
takes that long.
Alright, so... Well, with that, though, it was because it was out of stock. So, like, I bought it, like, January 7th or so. And it was supposed to be, like, it said on the site, in stock, January 20th. And so, like, if you buy it, it'll be sent out to you, and you'll get it between the 25th and the 27th. And you can only imagine the surprise on my face when I found a 50-pound box of shit on my front porch, and I had no idea what it is. Because I was
so excited.
It was completely off the
radar. Did you keep the box?
Yeah, the box is still...
You're going to make a fort out of it?
8 feet away from me. Nah.
You're going to make a fort?
Nah. It'll be good for storage, though.
Stephen, did you Google
chair I got is Merrick's. Yeah. Pretty good.
What's your favorite smell?
After, Randy. It's called stewed chanterelle mushrooms.
Yeah. I like mushrooms.
Do you know what chanterelle mushrooms are?
Not a clue, mate. Nice. What are you doing, Casey?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing.
Hey, you
all I do is raid. I can't raid while I'm on this. So.
Well, see, did you do something? Surely. You even logged in.
Don't have a client open.
This is a new level. Like, we've had like Abra fishing sharks, but this is too.
Oh,
I need a second. I'm stunned.
You should come do lavas with me. You need that head, don't you?
This is the Hexis podcast. You can't be doing nothing.
Let's speed this up now. We gotta hurry up.
Jesus
hurry up.
Christ.
Thank you for the commitment.
Please read the full line, Randy.
Stefan is doing PVMing.
Please read the full line.
What he's doing. Don't really know much about God.
On the team, I think he's doing two big things. And I don't know much about God. Like, the only thing that we've seen concretely from him is shift click drop.
Hi, I'm Kendall. I am a one banana Nexus.
I'm Quaffle.
In 2014, like, I don't see why it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it finally the time to, I guess?
Yeah.
It took them like a year to get rid of NMZ Guthin, so.
two years. 2 years. 5 days. 2 years, 5 days.
Was it really that long? Holy shit.
Yeah. Came out first week of September of 2013. And it was nerfed September 10th, 2015. The more you
know. Did people start doing it like right away, or did it take a while for people to like, realize it?
I'm sure some people figured it out right away, but it didn't really pick up steam until probably like 5-6 months after release.
Yeah.
But some people, I'm sure there were definitely dozens of people that were doing it up right upon release.
Or are we talking about birdhouses or what?
Yeah, let's talk about birdhouses.
Fuck them. I think it's just a prime example of zero thought put into it.
Oh, but actually before we dive really into this topic and the next topic, I just want to put out there that we have had our moments in this podcast where we have given some praise. And we have given some negative feedback as well. Here's where it is going to get next level negative. So just a heads up for everyone. Let's get it going.
I don't know where to start.
You got the floor.
Just seems like everything in the dev blog is incorrect. I don't know what went through their head. Every time you ask them as a question, they just give some really roundabout answer to nothing related to what you ask. They seem to be completely oblivious, like most of the people of the game are, of how the game actually works. Do you want me to like, go into it?
Oh no, keep going. Okay. I made you right up front for a reason. You seem to know more about this than anyone I've seen on Twitter. And so I want you to please enlighten us all.
So if you go on the dev blog, it says that it gives 4K experience an hour at 34. Which, I mean, that's the first thing I read when I read the dev blog, and it's 4K an hour, who gives a shit? Like, it can't hurt Hunter, right? Okay, I'm like, oh, they gave you a formula too? That's really nice of them, consider it. They don't usually do that. Oh, so it's your Hunter level times the number of birds times 117, and somehow that comes out to 4,000. So if you type 99 in, or let's just do 34 because, you know, 4K at 34. So they say at 34, it gives 4K, but then you do their formula and it says it gives you like 40K per hour with one trap, not including the time it takes to harvest them and all the time it takes to grow, which instantly cues off like something's wrong here. And you realize, oh, so you're spending 5 minutes, that's an overestimate, I think, going there and harvesting. That means, like, you can do this 12 times in an actual hour if you're doing it, and that means at 34, it's more like a 700K an hour. And then you go, oh, well, this scales past 34? That's weird. What is this, like an experience lamp? I don't know any other skills that just get increasingly fast as you level up, like all the way. You plug in 99, you're like, oh, if this is if there's one trap at 99, you're getting like 1.4 mil an hour at 99, I think. And then the worst is when on Twitter, people were asking them about multiple traps, which I didn't think of, and they're like, oh yeah, we haven't decided how many you can have yet, but if they follow like the trend of 20 per level, or 1 over 20 levels, then it's like 7 mil an hour at 99 with 5 traps. And that's assuming like a huge overestimate of 5 minutes per trap. And if you've seen the map of a fossil island, it's tiny as fuck. And they're adding teleports all over this. I could see it being like a minute to get to your traps. If it was a minute to get to your traps and you could have 599, it would be 34 mil an hour experience. and it would be like 7 hours to 200 mil.
Mm.
Like, so the disparity. The disparity, 4K an hour and 34 mil an hour. Like, something's wrong. There's no way from their formulas I should be able to say it could possibly be 34 mil an hour. There's no possible way that should be, like, I shouldn't be able to work that out to that. It just shouldn't be possible.
Yeah, that's incredible. Great job taking the floor there, educating everyone. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, and it's quite scary to think about. So, does anyone have anything on this, or can we talk about Mod Maz's tweets?
So, the slowest part of Slayer for me is when I get to the bank and look at the bank and think about the next task I have to do. I just get confused and I don't go where I need to go. So, if anything, my Slayer is gonna be, it's just gonna be horrible, dude.
You're gonna have to, like, write on your hand what you're gonna
have
to do.
Dude, I have to, like, look at the bank, and I go to every one of my tasks I don't go to, and I'm just forgetting something. You know, I go to the Caliphate, so I forget my cannon, and I gotta go back and get it, and then I'm poisoned, and then I gotta go, gotta get my hand poisoned. And, dude, it's, if anything, this just made Slayer 10 times harder.
Worst update ever.
Because one thing that I don't like. Sorry, go ahead.
You first, I insist.
One thing that I don't like is if you're holding down Shift and you hover over to a separate client, left click does not drop.
Yeah,
you'd have
really annoying.
You'd have to first interact with the client so it knows that you're holding down Shift.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's how applications work.
Tell them.
I don't like it.
It's just another one of those things that will slowly. But yeah, as long as it's old school specific, like original at least, it's good. No more PDCs though. Fucking hate PDCs.
Why? Players are like a lot, like looking at the Inferno, like the minimap.
Yeah, Runite Miner suggested Blast Mine, and you got Motherload Mine, and fucking Big Red Japan made agility into the AFK skill. Like, can you imagine, like, this time today, like, this time 3 years, I'm gonna go AFK and go do some dog whilst I do my homework. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I love agility.
I think some player design content would be good.
I don't.
Yeah, I really wish agility wasn't the AFK skill. RD's shit.
If they, I know they said they wouldn't, but adding marks to dog and doing the Brimhaven effect if you don't fail, that would be good.
I would like that.
Dorg is a lovely place.
Yeah, I want a reason to go there.
I want a reason to wear that fucking helmet. It looks awesome.
I wear it all the time while RuneCraft.
I remember watching Jebrin's videos and he wore that for his last bit of max. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is that item? I want it.
It's like the coolest item in the game.
I'm scared for Slayer and how packed it may become. I'm really hoping that like a new plague comes and we go back to those times of
plague.
You say potato, I say fuck off.
Ooh, lad.
You know, let's go back to those.
Zora's, I mean, it's still pretty good. It's still like
yeah, still, yeah, 2.5, something like that.
Yeah, because aren't the scales worth more now?
Yeah,
something. Yeah, they went that.
They need to fix my Serpentine helm because I don't
speaking
like.
Speaking of the Serpentine helm, we'll get there soon.
Yeah, I need my profit snake.
It's Penny Python right now.
Yeah.
Abra stole that meme from Reddit, so please don't give me credit.
I gladly.
Oh, you dirty bastard! I thought you were funny.
I got stupid puns out of the ass. Just wait a minute.
We got a call.
Delete farming then?
Yeah, basically. Dude, I got like 5 null XP. I got like 5 null XP and saplings from people just giving me them because they want me to farm.
Sorry? Hey, hook me up. I need a sugar daddy for farming.
I got like 200 saplings in the bank, dude.
Oh, sleepy bait. Let's have them.
I don't plan to ever farm them.
Yeah, give me them. I'll use them.
What do you want to do with these saplings, sir? Do you want to put them in the ground?
I'm gonna put them in the ground and
are you gonna water them when you do?
Yes.
With like some nice water, or
I'll
just
treat
gonna
them like
water?
Yes.
For babysitting.
Sleep, I'm coming. Where are you, sleep? I'm coming.
I am doing prayer on World 25.
I'm not coming. Then.
My house is open.
All right, what's the next question?
Yeah, I'm so sad actually about
wait, sorry, I skipped like 3 people.
Yes,
I have to lock my portal now. I can like do that every week, but I like to mess around too much.
For me,
like,
fantasy
as soon as this podcast
EHP
is done.
For me, as
on,
the
Randy
manager, my team has quickly gone from a championship contending team to a guaranteed out of the playoffs. The team morale is at an all-time low. Life comes at you fast.
I just checked what happened to your team.
Within the course of 1 week, my team was the number one, like, week three, we set the record for most EHP in a week. The next week, Shell Dunk retires, Natten burns out, Kieran burns out, Bouncer now has a lot of real life stuff going on. Sheeran and Funk have not lived up to their words. and Ned Flanders is burnt.
Randy, if Clayton steps up, we can beat you this week. We can win.
Well,
you've become the bye week, Randy.
I am ready to hit that bye week territory. That is how rough it's looking for Team Randalicious.
It seems like a waste of time. I feel like I'd be too far removed from everyone because I definitely wouldn't talk about RuneScape. I talk about random stuff.
And I don't know if it was specifically because of that, but I noticed that Blast Furnace, there is a whole ton of lag. And I also didn't notice it before until recently. There's like a whole ton of like Venezuelan gold farmers.
What? What do they do? What do you mean?
It's really weird.
The broken country.
Dude, I have like 160 people on my ignore lists because of it.
I need some more information. I need some more information. Tell us all about these Venezuelan gold farmers. What do they do? Why do they do it?
Political podcast.
Yeah, before it was, what was the country that was doing shop? I don't know.
Albania.
Albania.
No, but especially during that time, you know, everyone was like, Vendo Cuenta, everyone was selling accounts that had membership for the free weekend, and they were just talking about like buying and selling gold, and it's just a lot of cancer. They're not saying anything important, just Spanish spam. I thought they were bots at first.
Interesting. I wonder how low the standard of living is there that you can play RuneScape for a living.
I think didn't Brazil get like
with a program called the news,
like free internet a while ago.
What?
I remember I used to play MapleStory, and there was just like a sudden influx of Brazilians. I think they might have had something similar.
They basically got 19. Well, whenever the end of World War One was, German inflation there.
Oh my!
Oh boy.
Pretty fucked.
Yeah, there's been like a shit ton of protests in Venezuela too, right?
They don't count the money anymore, they weigh it.
Fantastic. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty cool.
They introduce a new ore called the Amethyst Crystal.
Wait, how did you say that?
I already said it, so fuck off.
Yeah.
You only have to touch it, though. You don't have to really press down. You have to press the keys down.
Yeah. But part of your index fingers. My concern was that they said they might address it, so I don't know if they'll, like, that'll give them, like, an incentive to change.
Make it into an interface instead of zero to
zero. I assume they change it on the mobile and not the, because they're already having problems with certain things, and they talk about potentially having, like, a drop option, which I think would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, it would just be a toggle where, like, you change the drop mode. I think that would be...
No.
I wouldn't be surprised that they do that.
Exactly.
I'm sure they don't.
No, it is
super well.
Yeah, but have you played in one mouse setting? It's really stupid as it is. You can't add shift to that. Bear in mind, mobile plays the same way like Mac uses. Well, no one uses the Mac one button thing, but like if you did,
you can
turn one mouse option on now, and it's really stupid to play in.
Yeah, but what if they add like a drag option, like RuneScape 3, not for PC.
Well, like drag to drop, like drag it out of the inventory.
Yeah, you drag it out of the inventory.
That would probably be better for mobile, yeah.
Only for mobile, though, not for...
They should probably do that instead of shift drop.
Honestly, they could do that for desktop as well, and it'd be fine, because shift click, I think, is better. So.
Stefan just said apparently shift click dropping is already a toggle on the client, yeah. So it's going to be very sad.
I mean, it's not like shift dropping on mouse is difficult.
No, but like, it's not a thing where you just click on each thing if at least hold down shift, which isn't much, but like...
No, or if you turn shift sticky keys on, it's the same thing.
No, the issue for mobile is that you'd have to have the keyboard being displayed, and it'd take up a lot of room on the screen.
Yeah. I like the shift mode, drop mode thingy, where you just, like, click on whatever to drop it.
That'd be way too terrible.
It's better. It makes the game, playing the game so much easier.
What's the problem?
I mean, what's the problem?
That's the problem. I don't want to make the game easier.
Oh.
I mean, I hate everything about this.
On mobile, I mean, it's different. I don't know.
Yeah, which is why I said I hate everything about mobile. It's going to make the game easier.
I don't want it to. The game is always going to be easier. Just fucking accept it already. It's been 4 years. What the fuck?
No! I'm going to accept it. I'm going to continue to complain.
Stop being such a bitter old man, Zoid.
No.
Gosh.
I'm not hurting anyone by being bitter, because it doesn't matter what I think.
No, you're hurting yourself. I don't want you to hurt yourself anymore, Zoid.
I'm not hurting myself.
You do.
If I was hurting myself, I'd quit this game right now.
All this negativity is not good for you.
No, no, no.
All this bad thoughts and too much carbs. It's
no, no, no. I come on the Hex's podcast to rant about stupid things so I can be nice all the other week. All the rest of the 2 weeks.
You're never nice.
I won the nicest user of last year. Don't tell me I'm never nice, Al.
Moving on. Sounds like I don't know what word, he died and, like, sharing memories. It's like, you know,
he died. Stop, dude. When are we going to have, like, an in-game funeral?
Park.
We had a funeral for Ace's bank before.
Yeah, that was great. I've got the screenshots of that. That was warranted. Oh, that reminds me, I'm just going to declare it now that we're not demoting Acid Soul, Randy. I'm saying on stream so you can't do it secretly. We're going to grandfather him as Silver Star forever.
Good.
We discussed that a while ago.
Well, I wasn't there.
Oh, well, I guess you aren't in the super elite administrative team.
Yeah, there's no way you guys have a secret chat that I'm not in.
But the thing is, you don't know if there is one or not.
I would never know. I mean, I know Trick and Ging have one. The Trick and Ging have one on this Discord that we're not in.
Yeah, they Trickle
already
accidentally
complained about it all day.
Trickle accidentally gave me permission to view that once, and like, he was actually like terrified because of what they were saying.
He probably,
like,
shit talks all of us constantly.
Nice. It was like some anime pictures or something. I recall seeing.
Oh no, anime! Oh, yeah. Oh, anime! Fuck!
Why can't we get in there?
There's no weebs here.
Anime.
That's where the good stuff is.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyone have anything else to say about the Lynx Watch?
Neighborhood, introduce yourself to everybody. You haven't been on a podcast before, I don't think. So let everyone know a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Neighborhood.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I'm level 3. Fucking, I started playing in the summer of 2015.
Whoa.
I played before, like in 2006, in like for 3 months or whatever, and I would see these bots, these level 3 bots, and they would have like 70 mining, and I thought they were so cool. I'd talk to them, even though they were bots. I didn't know. But yeah, I was free to play. I didn't know. I was really young. That was my inspiration to make this level 3 account. And this level 3 account is actually my first ever account with members, so I'm still learning this game. I'm still a noob.
Like, half of a mahogany tree is grown and another one is fully grown. That just doesn't make sense.
Oh, I do want to comment. When I planted my first tree there and I was looking to pay a farmer, I was there for like 45 seconds trying to find who to pay before I decided to click a squirrel. Oh my god, man. That was a little annoying. You know, sitting there like, all right, where's the farmer? Where do I pay for my tree? How do I have them cut down my tree? How do I make my payment? Jesus. And then it's a squirrel. Like, seriously, it was after like 30, 45 seconds. I was like, all right, I'm going to click a squirrel and see what happens. And it said pay. And I was like, oh my god. So I hope that some other people got to experience my pain with that.
Jesus. Yeah, I think the max save is way absolutely too powerful. Alright, holy hell, what is that? Next question down. I thought that Ginge was going to... I didn't put together the format for this one. Shout out to Ginge and Jiklum for putting this together. I appreciate that.
This was just one big paragraph, but I spaced out in 3 paragraphs just to make reading easier.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to you read it, Randy.
Oh, man. You know, I'm doing necreals here. Jiklum, you're fishing.
Can we not read this question?
You know what? I'm okay with that. We can move on to the next one.
Who is not a very good question, to be honest. Whew.
Bit controversial ending, but before we talk about that, do you think Jagex is going in the right direction by trying to take focus away from teams, and do you think there's anything else they could have done to have made it better than what it was?
I'm not sure what.
Oh shit, I'm about to fucking die. I just died. reading off the goddamn question, I just died. Holy hell.
Don't die, dead man.
All right.
I don't know what they could do to make dead man better.
Yeah, some of me can respect the will to do whatever it takes to win. That I can respect.
They should take the 20 grand and invest it into a team that makes a better competition than dead man. Yeah.
All right,
I agree with most of the one awards. There's this one award that you kind of skipped over, which was best new streamer.
Oh, sorry.
Which I disagree with.
Who won that, and who do you think should have?
Mage. I think Novacy should have won it. Novacy was one of the nominees. I highly disagree with Manked Up Mage winning. I have not seen him stream that much compared to Novacy. I think that boy has put in a lot of hard work over the last year or so that he's been streaming. He got quite a few cool things on stream. He got the Nibbler pet on stream. He got the Bloodhound pet on stream. Overall, puts out great content. He even went as far as organizing a one build drop party from his own pocket, giving it out back to the community. I think stuff like that should be recognized more over a PK or stream. But that's just my take on it. Feel like Novacy got robbed this year, but hopefully he'll do better next year.
Like how Aubrey got robbed, stream, or
Hold on, I got some bastard trying to pick up my shit while he's on his own task. Jesus fucking Christ. Worry about your own goddamn task, Becky. Sorry, I lost where I was. All right, so they are what? But what is like some of the best shows that you guys have been watching recently? Picked up anything good? Seen anything good? Tell us about some of the shit you've been watching. What are your favorite shows that are currently out right now?
I forgot about favorite anime and cartoon.
Go ahead, Pot.
Favorite cartoon would have to be Avatar The Last Airbender.
Good choice.
And what shows I've been currently watching? I've been watching Teen Wolf.
Nice.
What's Teen Wolf?
It's a werewolf TV show, but it's kind of meant for girls.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. All right. What is, what's so appealing about it?
I like supernatural stuff.
Jeez, I mean it. Christ. Hey, man. All right. Aubrey, you going to be runecrafting at all?
Yeah, I'll see whether I can do lavas. I have like an hour in the car every day for work where I'm not.
You used
driving.
To be cool, Aubrey.
Hey, who's got that one meme of dude in the car?
He has like a
2-foot tablet mounted in his car to play.
Oh no, I was thinking of a different one. Do you know why I pulled you over?
Oh no, I'm not talking about that one.
I was thinking of the one where Dalton crashed because he was doing Nightmare Zone.
Yeah. There's no way that that actually happened. I refuse.
Do you realize like what Jagex have done is they've already prematurely, I know they've caused car crashes. Because Randy's going to be doing it. Not Randy. I don't want it to happen to Randy. Sorry, Randy. I shouldn't have mentioned you. Player X is going to crash his car. Because he's bloody dropping his Redwood logs.
You know, Player Y is very used to playing on their phone or having a laptop in their passenger seat right next to them. And, like, Player Y is used to driving around and typing on a laptop and listening to the radio and having to do all of those things simultaneously while having great situational awareness. So Player Y is probably really going to enjoy it, and it'll be safer for Player Y to do it because they're not going to have difficulty, because Player Y is going to be doing this no matter what. This just actually, you know, this makes it even safer for some players, I'd say.
Is Y the last letter of this player's name?
No, I
think he was just saying it said player X.
Yeah, he said X, I said Y.
More like player Y.
player Z is never going to do it.
Oh yeah, player Z is perfectly safe. Never gonna happen. Can't even drive, actually.
Alright, so let's talk about the Garg boss that came out on... Rock, what do you think about it?
I'm not gonna lie, I hadn't actually read the dev blog on the wilderness stuff because I'm like
I'm in the dev blog.
I know it sounds bad, but I have like my tasks at work and projects going forward. I don't think I'm gonna be working on this. So I hadn't really paid that much attention until this point. But I don't know, I honestly don't think it'll be used that much. I can see why people would use it, but I don't think at any point it would replace the player and house altar or even the insult heads.
Figuring out where you're supposed to go. The last thing is, somebody in the chat mentioned, why is there a dev block for this when the content's been made already? That's something I didn't pick up. I also don't see why this has already been... It looks like they're placeholders, but it's basically been done before it's even been polled. I don't like that.
So to add to that, this was developed by Mod Jed in his free time as something that he wanted to do in his personal project time. So
free time isn't personal project time, though, is it? It's still, well, he's still working.
It's so the personal project time we get is time to better ourselves and design stuff that we would like.
Sure.
At the end of the day, it's always going to be put through the players first.
Yeah, and if this is getting time told he's, off.
If he's decided that this is what he wants to do because it's something he feels passionate about, then by all means, he's that time. If the players don't want it in, the players don't want it in. At the end of the day, he's used the time that he is allocated to develop himself personally.
Yeah, sure.
I have the same thing where, I mean, as a QA, to better myself personally, what I do is I start learning the tools of the trade from the other groups. So, yeah, it's like, so I a lot of my work in my tap time is playing with the artist tools where I get to design stuff and things like that. So it's basically a lot of what we want to do, what we feel will better ourselves.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's fair, but it comes back to the idea of...
Yo, go.
All right, so Frog, it's your first time on the podcast. How about you tell the viewers a little bit more about yourself, your account?
My name is Frog.
Boop.
It's a good start.
I did my Slayer Day record.
So the longest I have played was in 2006. When I started my first Skiller account, I was really into the game. And I was doing 110 hours of agility at a battle.
Jesus.
In 110 hours straight?
Yes.
Holy shit!
Alright, well, I think mine's only like 36 or so. Yeah, I mean, just... They could just have little junk, you know, buttons and, like, this kind of stuff that you'd steal from, like, hand members.
Toy mice.
You know, stuff like that. It keeps the XP per hour, but it also eliminates the whole being able to do it with a wireless mouse on the other side of your house.
Yes, this is great. Apparently you stole it from Twitter, but it's still a brilliant idea.
That's what I'd like to see done. Also nerf Nightmare Zone.
Now, I don't regret buying Rigger, because I bought it when it was new, but I also did 800 kill count at raids, but I paid 300 mil for it. Dude, I don't regret it one bit. I used that so much. And I ended up with like five.
Sleep. This question is about things you do regret, though.
No, I just want to say that because I want to talk about Rigger.
Well, save it for the question about things that you bought.
I regret buying a fucking Brudu mask one time because it went and buy, and I put like fucking 20 mil in and it bought for 10. Dude, I wanted a fucking Brudu mask.
Can you imagine that guy's shock when he saw that some idiot bought a Brudu mask for 10 mil?
Yeah, and that's why I wear a Brudu mask around now and then. I don't even have my Brudu mask because I lent it to Kindy, and she hasn't given it back yet.
Kendall stole your Brudu mask.
Yeah, she fucking has it.
The one banana on Hexus.
Every time I ask for it back, she's like not on or doing something, or I can't make it there. I don't know. I want my mask back.
Do you know anything about this? You know, how were the pants not functioning correctly? Do you have any interesting stories that you could tell us about your own wardrobe malfunctions?
Who added this?
This is a dumb question. No, I don't think about this. No, I don't have any wardrobe malfunctions.
Wait, silly question. What are samurai legs supposed to do?
It's a cosmetic, it's just a cosmetic item.
Well, you wear them like on your legs.
Okay,
what, like on your what?
Samurai legs.
So
yeah. Were they like clipped through it, or do the legs have? Like,
I don't know. That's what the question's about. I want to find someone who knows.
I'd like to know what this looked like.
Yo, chat. do your thing. Everybody listening.
Like, not even Jekyll responded.
Alright,
the video this guy watches is 2 hours long of him doing this book thing.
The
really cool
wardrobe malfunctions, not like, haven't had any wardrobe only wardrobe malfunction I've seen in the last couple weeks was Matt K wearing a red sweater with orange long orange socks.
Bianca, you're wearing samurai pants.
Oh, yeah. You must be
mini pants,
baby.
Yeah, I burnt my sweatpants on my heater yesterday. Does that count?
How?
Were they drying on there? Were you sitting on there? What?
Were you cooking them?
I put it up to max, and I went and played for like 3 hours, and I came back, and they're black.
Oh. Shit, dude. Have I got a turn on this question?
If you want, you can jump on in.
I'm pretty sure I'm correct in saying that it's been over 2 years. And there is still, they've still not fixed pigtails clipping through the angler hat. I think me and Ging both reported it on a daily basis for about 6 months at one point, and it still hasn't been fixed.
Surely it's a bug, because there's no visual clue on the angler hat that says there'd be holes to put the pigtails through. They just kind of stick through anyway. It's not acceptable.
Seriously, though, there's like a 4, 5, 6 month period where we'd both report it every day. And nothing came of it.
Right, so you have nothing better to do than to report the same thing.
That's my life, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you notice, hold on. If you notice a bug in a game, you gotta report it. Like
It was just after the Marks of Grace got fixed, and I had to have something else to complain about.
It is our duty as players to report. But I was doing the Desert Hard diary on my alt last week, and I came across a bug with achievement diaries. Shocking. I'll
just like to tell everybody I've listened to this sentence about 5 times in the past day.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay. You're supposed to knock out and pickpocket a Menophyte thug.
Sure.
You get credit for that achievement diary thing just by knocking him out. When I knocked him out, I sneezed, so like I lost position of my mouth, so I couldn't pickpocket from him. But it still said I completed it.
Can we have like a sort of, you know,
reenactment?
Yeah, live reenactment or something.
I would like for you to reproduce the bug for us.
Yeah, like how was the sneeze? Was it like a, you know, like a small one or a big one? Or
are you sure you didn't knock your mouse while you were doing it?
Was it going to have to do something like your head?
Because your eyes were closed at the time. You couldn't have actually seen what you were doing.
You did click pickpocket.
I didn't. I didn't get any thieving XP.
Maybe you failed.
Do you need a requirement to knock them out, or is the requirement to pickpocket them?
Requirement to knock them out. Maybe
a thieving requirement.
I don't know.
Well.
But still, you get credit. You get credit for knocking out and pickpocketing for just knocking out. Report bugs when you see them. All right, so the Corsair Curse and Wilderness Chaos Altar recently came out.
Jesus.
Have you done the new quest? What do you think about the altar? What are your thoughts on those two in general?
I did the quest on my main and my alt, and I don't really care about the Wilderness Altar. I'm scared of the wilderness, except Black Chins. I guess I have to go to Black Chins.
What's the quest like? Tell me the story.
Just a bunch of running around and talking to dudes, and then you're done.
That sounds like every other quest that has ever been introduced.
Asked for the story, not for your story.
I asked for the story.
I don't know. I spacebarred the whole thing.
Surely you read the text.
I actually read the text. Okay.
Okay, tell us what happened, please.
Okay, so you go to start the quest, and the captain guy is like, gee, there's a curse. So you go to new island place, yeah?
Gee, and then, I can't believe it.
And then you talk to all the cursed members.
What do you learn when talking to these members?
that they're all a bunch of superstitious idiots. One found a doll while fishing. The other one stole a freaking toothpick and something else. So you debunk the curse reasons. And then, you know, plot twist, there's actually a bad person. Then you talk to Captain Guy again. And he's like, murder the dude. And then you murder the dude. And then...
So you willingly kill somebody for no reason other than a pirate telling you to do it.
RuneScape told me that two wrongs do make a right.
What a great story.
Yeah, the plot was great.
Eyes on you, spacebar people.
Ash
this
put it together.
Yeah, I thought it was actually
all hail
pretty
the space
good
bar.
Quest.
All hail.
Or free to play quest. Like, it was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. You better.
Or hey, like, let me just cut in quick while it's on my mind. Matt K, when he showed like how much value was in the game, or like the top 10 items, he was like, you know, how about you guys go and calculate how much that is worth on the black market? And then he'd be like, yeah, so it's worth millions and millions of dollars. He should not, as the product manager, be fucking saying, all right,
no,
what is this worth on the... What?
Yeah, that was pretty...
Yes, he actually said, how much is this worth on the black market? You guys can calculate it out for me. Okay,
would you rather
this is
they just ignore that as a potential issue and just pretend, oh, no, that doesn't exist?
There's just no reason for it to have been brought up.
He's conscious of it. He knows it's an issue.
It wasn't relevant, though.
It had no reason to be included on the screen.
I want to pick up RuneScape. I'm going to buy some stuff because the project manager told me that those resources were available.
Yeah, exactly. That's
well, there's still more people playing the game. That's good for him.
No. Randy's right. That's bad.
Matt K should have never said any. Like, you can't be saying that kind of shit. I do not give a fuck. You can't be saying that shit.
What don't you give, Randy?
Fuck.
Wow. There goes your monetary profit. All right,
that one guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I never really done Crandis store because I don't altscape, so I guess you guys know better because you are dirty altscapers.
Well, I never shopped.
I'm gonna sound like a hypocrite now because I rarely use alts, but I actually have 130 accounts.
Hey, oh, stop right there, I think you said like 5 or 6 times throughout the podcast, I don't play alts, specifically.
I don't like playing on alts. Yes.
Are they rafts?
They were rafts, or I sold the rafts.
Or warband alts?
Yeah, I made a lot of money getting warband supplies and selling them to people for an outrageous price. So, you know.
You get people to pay half the raft so that they get the 10% and then just make money off of their bonds, basically.
Yeah.
It's
like,
brilliant.
At a certain point, I could sell one account worth of warband supplies for 2.5 million EOC, and I would, you know, do that on all the fucking accounts. But currently, I rarely log into them. Now the advent calendar might force me to log in on them again. It's free to play content, and like last year there were like plushies and shit which gave me a lot of money, like a couple hundred mil.
So are you gonna log into 130 accounts every single day for the advent calendar?
No, you would wait till the near end of the advent calendar.
Wait till 25 and open all at once.
Then pick out the relevant ones. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of them, like skilling lamp. Like, let's be honest, I don't care about the skilling lamps. I care about the, you know,
smoldering, the shining stars, and the fucking meteor ones as well. They're all really good.
How does password management work for about 140 accounts? do you the password manager, or do you just use the same one?
Hopefully,
it isn't too
Yeah,
like, person would ask, pardon, it's just interesting.
They're like throwaway accounts, and they have semi-similar account names. And
password 1, password 2, password 3.
Old password.
Something like that, except less generic. And like, beside that, I have my main and access. Very suspicious.
Pat!
Okay, wait.
All right, okay. Come on. So, I'm going skiing for like 3 days with my family, and then like 2 days later, I'm going to visit family in Wisconsin, and ergo, I'm going to possibly meet up with Randy. Hopefully, we can go do something.
Me, Boogie, Pot, all coming together. Get ready for the screenshot.
Like at the same time, or?
Yeah.
What, like looking at each other?
You guys
better not be playing RS.
Not sure what we're gonna. I mean, I'm about to be bringing my laptop.
You might put some other material and not just get off to each other.
I'm about an hour ish away, and Pot's gonna be right like 10 seconds away from Boogie. If only Vegeta would have moved in already. Oh
yeah, four way.
Be good. Alright, so in about a week or so, pending the brilliant work ethic of Jinjin Trick, they
will. Wait, do not include him in that sentence. Yeah, if you're gonna say brilliant work ethic, think about it. He's been a shocker.
Seriously, last week I wasn't at my computer for more than an hour for like 6 days or something stupid.
All right, so thank you to Ginge for putting together the best and worst of the Hexus Podcast 2017. It will be released probably Christmas Day if it's ready. So that will be our Merry Christmas to you. We also, Merry Christmas to you. The Hexus Clan Chat will be open on Christmas Day. So on one of the days you should be spending the most time with your family, we'll open up our arms for you. We will be your family for you.
Come on,
be brutally honest if you hated it. What'd you
think? It was the worst damn experience of my life.